The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, welcome, a warm welcome to every single one of us, wherever you are in the world. And for the theme of today's practice, I wanted to offer us an exploration of a simple metta, just simple metta, leaving a lot of silent space in the practice time today. And the simple metta, exploring it, of course, there are so many different ways to explore metta, cultivating kindness, goodwill. And the invitation I had for this exploration is exploring metta, kindness, goodwill, warmth for ourselves at the beginning of this practice, as if metta is the sweetest, most soothing, comforting lullaby. So exploring metta, the sense of goodwill, as if we're being cooed, we're being lullabied, we're being sung to by this loving being. So if there are memories, for some of you, there might be some memories, maybe early memories of, oh, lullabies being sung to you. There's a sense of soothing, comforting to them. So accessing that. And if that's not part of what's available, no problem. Maybe you have sung a soothing song, a love song to someone, a child or someone else. Maybe that would be the way in. And if not, then here you can access your favorite imagined lullaby, your imagined soothing love song being sung for yourself as a way of soothing, healing, supporting, loving this being that is you. So basically the invitation is to conjure up, to explore the auditory or the felt sense, the auditory felt sense of metta when somebody sings to someone in the way of a lullaby. It's an act of care, it's an act of love. So can you sing yourself a lullaby of metta? Could be with words. It could be wordless. So really inviting you to find your own way. Each of us will have a different way. I'll have some invitations, and your way, you might be different into this. You might remember your favorite song in the radio. Imagining as if it's being sung to you, bringing you peace, ease, as an act of love from the universe. So many different ways we can explore this. I invite you to be creative. Metta is supposed to be creative, this cultivation. Mindfulness, you see, observe things as they are. With metta, cultivating friendliness, you use skillful means to be creative. So without further ado, I'd like to invite you all to get into your meditation posture. If you need to shift and move, if you need to set up straighter, or maybe you need to lie down. Whatever your body needs in this moment. Being responsive to what your unique body needs in this moment. and settling. Settling into your sit bones. Settling into the legs, the feet. Landing. Into this body, the touch points of the lower parts of the body, and if there are balloons of thought coming up, yes, many balloons of thought can come up. Not a problem. Not a problem. Letting go. Releasing your hand. Imagining these helium balloons of thought floating away. Ah, and as they float away, you feel lighter and you can land more wholeheartedly into this moment, into your practice. Receiving the breath in the abdomen. One breath at a time. Inviting your whole body to relax and soften with each out-breath, spending some time to settle. Enjoying, appreciating the rhythm, the sensations of the breath. And again, if balloons of thought are arising, smiling at them, letting them go in this moment. And noticing that the breath, being here, right now, is so much more fulfilling, nourishing. Awareness. Attending to what's right here, right now. The simplicity of the breath can be so much more fulfilling and nourishing than any thought in the past or the future. And if there's still more thoughts arising, imagine you putting them on an altar, offering them to an altar where there is Buddha, the Kuan Yin. And other benevolent, compassionate beings who will hold it for you, with you, until you can come back to it later. You can offer it up. For the benevolent beings with infinite compassion to hold and carry the burden with you, for you, for now. And just coming back to the simplicity. The breath being nourishing, entire in breath, the entire out breath, connecting with it. as you're receiving the breath, in breath, out breath. Imagine that the breath itself is a soothing lullaby. The breath singing this loving music of the breath, this loving rhythm, simple. Calming, nurturing, the vibrations of this lullaby reverberating through the whole body, the sense of care and love, as if you're nourished. From within, nothing you need to do. It's already here for you. There's nothing you have to deserve to do in order to deserve it or not deserve it. You're a living, breathing human being. Being human is hard enough. This nourishing care, this message of love, this breath is yours. Calming your body, soothing your heart. Allow it to do that, not getting in your own way. Getting out of the way, just letting it. Letting the lullaby of the breath. Soothe your heart, your body. Caress your mind. With each breath, For many of us, this wordless world, wordless lullaby of the breath felt within, reverberating in our body, is enough. If you wish to experiment with adding the felt sense or memory of a lullaby that was sung to you, or you have sung, or your favorite song, love song, soothing, calming. If you'd like to shower that, shower yourself with the care, the warmth, the love of that too, you're welcome to add that also, or not. You decide what's best for you. Just receiving, feeling yourself held, your body relaxed and soft. just receiving as best as you're able to, as much as you're able to. Soothing, loving lullaby sung to you with care and love beyond time and space. Let yourself receive it. You can continue with receiving if you wish, or if you like, you can bring to mind someone you care about, with whom you don't have a complicated relationship perhaps, and it could be a pet or a child. Or maybe imagining someone when they were a child, when they were younger. And imagining them perhaps lying, wanting to sleep. Maybe not feeling well. Maybe having a cold. And you're singing a loving lullaby to them. Maybe with words, or maybe just silently holding presence, caring for them, wishing them ease, well-being, sweet dreams. Maybe the metta, this lullaby, is just your breath, your breathing by their bedside. Or maybe there are words or a song. See what works for you. Share your goodwill, your metta, this lullaby for this dear being. And for the last minute or two, if you wish, imagining as if you were singing this lullaby for all the beings in the world, gently, ever so gently. Or maybe it's wordless, just breathing. Your lullaby is the sound of your breath. Sharing it with the whole world, this lullaby. Wishing all beings goodness. May they have ease, all beings, this gentle, loving lullaby, your gift, your offering to the world from your heart. A song of peace, a song of friendship. A song of kindness and care. Of goodwill, friendliness, metta. May our unique song, the way only we can sing it, may be of benefit to ourselves, to others, and to all beings everywhere. Thank you for your practice. So, I'd like to open up for reflections. You can type them in chat, or you can raise your blue hand, and you can do that by clicking on participants. It opens a window. It says raise hand there. Or if you're on iPad or something similar, there are the three dots there. So I'd love to hear if you want to share anything about this practice, how it was for you. And Christiana says, thank you. You're welcome, Christiana. And I'll share with you that for me, it became a very, very tender practice, very tender. I started to actually feel, imagine my mom singing me a lullaby. Remember when I was very young, maybe 3 or 4. I don't know how I remember, but she used to sing me a lullaby and tap, 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 and she would fall asleep. And I so liked her singing lullaby, I would wake her up and then she would sing some more and then she would fall asleep again. And at some point, even with my young mind, I realized, oh, she must be tired. So I wouldn't wake her up. I would just kind of like, oh, no, no, da, 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 think myself to sleep. So it felt very tender to, for me, that was the way in to feel her singing the lullaby. And, yeah, and when she passed away 2.5 years ago, on her deathbed, I was singing her the same lullaby, putting her to sleep. So it became a very emotional practice for me, but very nourishing nevertheless. So anyway, so would love to hear from you. What was the practice like for you? Thank you for sharing. You're welcome. Thank you, Neil. Anybody else would like to share? You don't have to, it's just an invitation. Metta as lullaby. Jerry, I don't see your blue hand, but let's see. And Shyla says, thank you. Very peaceful. You're welcome, Shyla. Thank you. So I don't see everybody's hand, as I've explained, because this goes on YouTube at the same time. Jerry, Toronto. Okay, here, I'm going to ask you to unmute because I don't see people's physical hands. I see just a very few people on top, not everybody. So don't count on me seeing you. So Jerry, please.
I've been away from this group, which I missed for the past week and a bit, too busy. Perhaps too busy is not a good thing, but a lullaby was actually the experience I had, and I was falling asleep, so I was having to wake up. And but the experience was very nourishing after, as I was going through it. I thought, oh, having excitement that my hospital is starting to vaccinate on Tuesday with the BioNTech and Pfizer vaccine, and at the same time, feeling bathed by good wishes by others, and then wishing others good wishes. It was like it was very soothing and at the same time settling. So it was like really quite a remarkable moment. Gratitude for all the people working together to achieve these sorts of things, to turn the world in another way. So it was lovely. Very, very soothing. Thank you.
Lovely. Thank you, Jerry. Thank you for sharing that. And it's lovely to have you back. Yeah, to see you again. Thank you. And Claire shares in chat. Yes, thank you. Was actually remembering my daughter who died 5 years ago. Thank you, Claire. Thank you for sharing that. Yeah. And I see Paula. I'm going to ask you to unmute, please.
I was thinking about when my youngest son was a baby, and I used to sing this lullaby to him that I just made up. And he's now 26, and he's a grown-up. And something came up. I don't even know what it was. And I was humming the song or something. And he said, oh yeah, Mom, that's the song, the lullaby you used to sing to me when I was a baby. I had no idea. I mean, he was a baby, like an infant baby. I don't remember being sung to. I sang to both of my sons when they were babies, but just the thought of lullabies, so sweet and so kind and gentle. And I loved your story of your singing to your mom, Nikki. Thank you for sharing that too.
Thank you, Paula. Thank you for sharing your practice and your story with your son, and how he remembers being sung to when he was so young. It's amazing how we can remember. It's amazing. Yeah. So, dear ones, it's time to invite ourselves to practice together. And I want to invite us, especially in the light of what was shared at the beginning of the hour, in small practice meetings, really lean into metta, really lean into the soothing quality for yourself and others, and respecting each other and boundaries, and really an opportunity for practicing care and metta. And also to say I'm going to stay a few minutes afterwards if anybody wants to process what has come up, etc., extra, after the session is over. So I just wanted to offer that. So the invitation, as always, is to hold as if you were singing a lullaby to yourself and to others, to the couple of others in the practice breakout room with you. Holding each other with that sense of care. What would that be like? What would that be like? So I am going to create the rooms now. Okay, let me see here. Okay, here we go. And I'm going to open them. There. Okay, welcome back, everyone. So we have a couple minutes if you'd like to share any reflections about the practice. Oh, and one reflection by Wendy says, remembering Mr. Fred Rogers and all the songs he sung and brought goodness, comfort, and peace with. Lovely. Thank you for that. Yes. So many great songs of metta and goodwill by Fred Rogers, Mr. Rogers. Yeah. So would love to hear from you. How was the practice for you? Either the first part or the second part, connecting with others. And also as you share from the groups, it's great to just share from your own experience, not other people's experience. Just to say it again, I think it's known, but I think that would be important to respect other people's privacy, just sharing from your own experience. So please, would love to hear from you. If you would raise your blue hand, because if you raise your physical hand, I won't see you. Charlie says, it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Yes. That's sweet. Thanks, Charlie. Thanks for invoking that. Love it. Ariana, please.
Hello.
Hi.
I'm a little anxious to share, but it was maybe the most emotional sit I think I've had in this group before. Lots of memories, not for myself, not necessarily good, attached to the idea of a lullaby. So, and then your share at the end was just, whew. It's really tender. So. That's all.
Thank you, Ariana, for the courage to speak up and say how tender this was for you. And I think the idea of lullaby, this auditory channel, can bring up so much for us in ways that maybe you are not in touch with. So holding yourself with care. Which is the idea of this whole practice anyway. Yeah. Thank you. Thanks for sharing. Thank you. Dana says, hearing other people's stories about their lullaby really made also live through their memories. Sweet. Yeah. Appreciate that. And I see, yeah, I thought I saw another hand, but no. So maybe I'll just add another word with the memory that I shared and how this practice was for me also, that there was a sense of presence, that I felt quite present, as if my mom from the beyonds is singing, continuing to sing a lullaby to me right now. So receiving that love, receiving that affection and care, this timeless and also the memory of singing the lullaby to her at her deathbed, as singing it to her now, and sharing my love, my appreciation in this form of a lullaby. So it feels quite present still, not a thinking, you know, about the past, but really as a present giving and receiving metta through this. And I see Claire's hand is up. Claire, please. Oops, you're still muted.
I just wanted to share how different our lives can be. I was chuckling to myself. All my elders sang opera. So the lullabies I heard at night were people singing quartets and sextets from the downstairs to float it up. And I actually know a lot about opera that I never really studied. I'm sure it's from that experience.
It's sweet.
But it was sweet in its own way, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. That's sweet. That makes me happy. That makes me happy. It's just, yeah, there are all kinds of love. Lullabies come in so many different shapes and sizes. Some come in operatic form. I love it. Thanks for sharing that, Claire. Beautiful. So, dear ones, it is time to bring our session to a close. And thank you for your practice, and may your cultivation, the cultivation of metta, goodwill, kindness, receiving it for yourself and also sharing it with others, may it be of benefit. Oh, wait, I see Charles Lee, your hand is up. Wait, I have to hear from you. There you go. Could you unmute yourself?
No, it's actually not me. It's Vivian.
Hi, Vivian.
Go ahead.
I love you guys. I hope you have a great day.
Thank you, Vivian. Thank you so much. Oh, sweet. Thanks for sharing that. May you all have a great day. And thanks. Thank you, Vivian. That was so sweet. So with that... Yeah. Thank you all for your practice. Deep bows. And now I'd like to invite you all, if you wish to unmute yourself. One last thing. Actually, want to in. Let's see. I guess I already asked you to unmute yourself. I wanted to announce the group, but I'll announce the mailing list next week. Let's just do our cacophonous goodbyes, and I'll stay a couple of minutes extra if anybody wants to process something, what came up last night. Anyway, here we go. Take it.
Hi.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Nikki. Hey,
everybody.
Dolly says hi.
So, take care.
Thank you.
Bye. All right, I'm going to stop the live stream.